Blog Talk Radio.
How to reach the masses, men of every birth, form and answer. Jesus gave the key.
WGUM. We're so glad that you're listening. Today you're probably listening whatever time it is. It will be coming out of the archives, but I want you to know, friends, we have put in a request to go back to our original number, but thank you so much for being willing to hear this message. We love you. We're so happy for you. We're glad that you're listening to the program. So now here what I want to say is the following. We will be graced this evening by preaching by the woman on divine assignment, Pastor Patricia Benjamin, who will be the next voice you will hear. Amen. Lift him up.
The favor of, I want to get some help here. I need somebody to help. Hey, I need somebody to help.
Amen, 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 and amen again. God is worthy to be praised. I need somebody to help me in Radio Land lift the Savior up for men to see. There's a lot going on in the land today, but children of God, fear not. Because the Bible is right. The Bible is true. And it's truth because my Bible reads that in the last days, perilous times will come. That's found in Timothy's gospel. Let me just read that to you, children of God, so that you don't panic at what's going on in the world today. We got a great going on there. We got those people running to become president and nominee and all of that stuff. But the Bible lets us know, and we got chaos in the land with this some kind of man-made disease that's going around, you know, it's not good. It's not good. But yet, it's hope for the child of God. If you are believing in God and you believe his word is true and you see these things happening, it should let you know that, hey, I'm serving a risen Savior. I'm serving an on-time God. I'm serving an on-word God, that his word is true and forever in the universe. Because his Bible declared that these things are going to take, but do we like them? No. Do the thought of you being hungry make you happy? No. Many of us cannot even do a 12-hour fast. You know, when you go to your doctor and your doctor tell you, all right, I need blood work tomorrow, fasting. Soon as you look at that script and see fasting on there, you get hungry. You already start wondering what I'm going to eat when I get home. I need to have my belly full because I can't eat anything after midnight. Well, most of the time, if you think about it, beloveds, you are not awake at midnight anyway. You're asleep. So why not just go ahead on to bed and wake up at 6 o'clock? That's when you should be frantic because, hey, what do I do when I get up first thing in the morning? I run to the coffee pot and I turn that on. Then I go back and I wash my face and I might just hop in the shower. Or do I pour my cup of coffee, then hop in the shower? Or do I get a piece of toast? That's the time to be concerned about the fasting, because most of the time you are asleep at midnight and you don't get up before the alarm go off at 5:30 or 6 o'clock. That's when the true tests come. But I would always get up early. I'd get up at 5 and I'd wash my face and everything and I'd hop into something right quick and I'd get down there for that 6 o'clock door opening so I could be first or second. So then I could rush in there and rush out and rush back here and turn the coffee pot on. Ah, the fast is over. But just think about in the last days of the God, as our God spoke about in his word, that these things would be. You know, Pharaoh, I need to do some research on him. Seemed like Pharaoh might have been decent, but because God hardened his heart, we suffered. We suffered for that. And who knows, maybe Donald Trump has been chosen to lead us into captivity, only so that God can prove himself to his children that he will take care of you. Be not dismayed, whatever betide, God will, oh, bless his name, take care of you, beneath his wing. God will take care of you, child of God. I'm talking to you. This is the time God allows his rain to fall on the unjust as well as the just, but there is a time coming that there's a separating period that God is going to take care of those who trust him only, those who respect him, those that obey him, those that honor him and honor his word. He's going to be there to take care, just like he did the children of Israel. They went through some stuff, but God never left them. He was always there all the time. He was right on time when there was no food and a famine in the land. He sent them fresh food every day. I preached this before. The Red Sea. Ah, my God. The miracle again at the Red Sea. Ooh, bless his name. God opened it up so that his children could escape. Ah, my God, today. The hands of the chariots, the wicked, And I'm sure, Dr. Scott, I'm sure that if God was to lead us to the Red Sea today and the men trailing behind us on their horses and they're coming to overthrow us, and God drowned the horses and the men, I think he would hear from the animal society saying, oh, what a cruel thing to do. Why would he kill all those plentiful horses? But when God destroys something, he don't dissolve it. He destroys it completely. It doesn't come back. Something that's dissolved can be dissolved where it's downgraded to a smaller something, and it's a possibility that it could. But when you destroy something, there's no coming back. Oh, I love the Lord tonight. God is worthy to be praised. I tell you, I just, when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's doing for us, I tell you, it's worth waving your hand in the air. Ah, I'm walking in prosperity. Ah, living life. Hey, whee, hallelujah, I belong here. Yes, Timothy's gospel reading. This is 2 Timothy, and I'm not going to be long tonight. Ah, difficult times will come. Timothy's gospel, the third chapter of the 2 Timothy reads like this, and I'm reading in my, I believe it's my New Spirit-filled Bible, so it reads a little different from my King James Bible, but it says, but realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. Well, let me just say something. Let me just add something there, because the Bible tells us don't add anything to the word of God and don't take anything away from it. But I'm not adding. I'm just adding this. This is me putting this there. Difficult times are ahead. Difficult times will come. But the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. David said, if I make my bed in hell, you'll be there. Huh? If I ascend to the uttermost parts of the earth, you will be there. So the safest place in this difficult time, ah, my God, I love you, Jesus, is in the will of God. You don't want to be out of the will of God when God allows the enemy to show up, get loose. I mean, stock market fell. You better put your trust in Jesus, because everything will be all right. God gave me one time when I spoke that everything will be all right. He told me to tell the people, no, it won't be all right. It's already all right. Ooh, I love God. It is already all right, because God has already chosen the path for his people to take. God already knows what's going to happen before it happens. It is already all right. As far as heaven is concerned, God is concerned, it's already all right, because he promised to take care of you. God will take care of you. Yes, we have mother, father, sister, brother, doctor, lawyer, preacher, teacher, but God will, hey, take care of you. Be not worried. Mm-mm. Don't even be weary. God says, I got this. I made the heavens. I made the earth. I made the mountain. I made the trees. I made the seas. I made the rivers. I made it all. I made man just by giving him a little blow. Oh, my God, today. Blow. We used to sing, breathe on me, Lord. Thank you, God, for breathing on me. Don't feel good, though. I had a tooth extracted 3 weeks ago. My God, today I couldn't even lay down on a pillow. It hurt so bad. Thank God for better days. Thank God for better days. But pain don't feel good. I don't care how old you are, how young you are. Pain is pain. And it doesn't feel good. And it's not a good feeling thinking that, hey, I could be hungry 6 months from now. There could be no food because look at this disease going around. Look at this virus that's in the air. Don't you know people have to harvest the crops? Don't you know people's hands is touching that stuff? Traveling. If I die, let me die in the army of the Lord. If I die now, I don't want to be lost. But if I die, it's an honor and a privilege that I know I have gone home to be with the Lord, who I am preparing to meet Jesus. I don't want to see him. And he said, depart from me. You preached my gospel. Yes, you did. Folk got healed from your singing. Yes, they did. But I don't know you. Because you didn't obey me and you did not do my will. It was your own agenda. That's a terrible thing to think about. But it's something to think about. Why go to hell from the church? Ah, bless his name. Let's get back to the book. This was not where I was going, but this is where God, when he always does this to me. For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revelers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious, gossip, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of godliness, not having the real thing. I don't like substitute salt. It tastes different. The real salt has the flavor. You hear what this word is saying? Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Holding to a form of godliness. Just faking and quaking. That's all they're doing. Faking, quaking, and shaking. That's it. That's all they're doing. And if you don't have the spirit of discerning of spirits, you will think that, oh, they only, she got it going on. No, she don't. God is not even pleased with her faking, quaking, and shaking. Because he know that it's not real. He knows the heart. He knows the intent of the heart. That's just an outward appearance for man to think she got it going on or he got it going on. It's just a form of godliness. Although they have denied its power. See that? My King James said it's a form of godliness, denying the power thereof. My God, my God, my God. Avoid such men as these. God is trying to tell you something. Stay away from folk like that. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Stay away from those type of folk. My Lord is getting you ready for that great day. Stay away from those type of people. Somebody said, well, how can I reach them if I don't go around them? Go if Jesus leads you, but if he don't, stay away. Let somebody else go that he has sent. Oh, my God. This is some good pickings here. Thank you, Jesus. Avoid such men as these. I would say women, I'd put them in there, too, because some of us is treacherous. Some of us is dangerous. Some of us have a form. It's their agenda. They out to trick you up, stand you up, and mess you up. And then they're gone. My God, today. For among them are those who enter into households and captivate weak women, Lord, here we go. Captivate weak women. Thank God. Look at your neighbor and say, thank God I'm a strong force. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. Pat yourself on the back. Oh, listen to this. Oh, weak women, weighed down with sin, led on by various impulse. It's a terrible thing to operate on impulse. You get yourself messed up. Take your time. Slow down. Let patience lead you. Oh, my brother Carlton Pierce is saying, let Jesus lead you all the way from earth to glory. Let Jesus lead. And he goes on to say he's a mighty good leader. Let Jesus lead. I feel like getting my dance on. Let Jesus lead you all the way, all the way from earth to glory. Let Jesus lead you all the way. Always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. You got those folk right now. They know it all. Know everything, but don't have the truth. Don't have the truth. Don't speak the truth. Don't know anything about the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help me, God. That's what I like about that phrase right there. So help me, God. Because we need God's help to know the truth. Nothing but the truth. The whole truth. So help me, God, to know this so that I cannot be carried away. Those type of people trick me up. No, I'm almost done, saints. Thank you, Jesus. Just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, so these men also opposed the truth. Men of depraved mind rejected in regards to the faith, but they will not make further progress. Come on, Jesus. Shut them down. For their folly will be obvious to all, just as Jannes and Jambres Foley was also. Now you followed my teaching. Conduct, purpose, faith, patience, love, perseverance, persecution, and sufferings such as happened to me at Antioch. And at, look, I don't know that name. Lystra, what persecution I endured, and out of them all, the Lord rescued me. What did I tell you? Be not dismayed, whatever betide. God is taking care of you. No matter what it looked like, God is turning around. It won't always be like this. Now, sooner or later, it'll turn in your favor. God is turning it around for you. He's taking care of business for his children. Those that will not bow down to Baal. God got you. So if you lose your life in the process, the scripture says he who loses his life will gain his life. Hold on. God got this. Ain't no need to worry what the night is gonna bring. It'll be all over in the morning. In the morning, in the morning, it'll be all over in the morning. I tell you, it'll be all over. Child of God, saint of God, hold to God's promises. Hold to God's word. Know that this also that in the last days, perilous times are here. They're here. They're looking you in the face. They're here. But a songwriter said many years ago, before I came along, he said, I'm gonna trust in the Lord. They don't sing those songs anymore. They are old fogey and old fashioned. I'm gonna trust in the Lord. They made it through the impossible. Why? Because their trust was in the Lord, and said, and I'm not going to be persuaded any other way. Until I die, I will trust God. Until I die. After I'm dead, I don't need to trust him, because I'm safe in the arms of Jesus. Ah, it'll be all over after a while. Hey, and by and by, hey, I hear God say it. Hold on, I'm coming. He's not Sam and Dave that they say, don't you ever be sad. But God can say, lean on me when the times get bad. And when the day comes and you're down and when you're in trouble, I'll be around. Just hold on. I'm coming. I'm pumped up in here tonight. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Yeah, hold on. A change is coming. God is that bridge over troubled water. Just in case he decides not to part the Red Sea, he said, I'll be a bridge over the troubled water. I'll let you walk across by faith as long as you trust in me. You can walk across the water just like me, because I got this. I got this. As long as you're trusting in me, you will never fail. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. It will always be like this. Sooner or later, it'll turn in your favor. God is turning it around for you, around for you, around for you. It won't always be like this. Child of God, it won't always be like this. Ah, Norman Hutchins says, ah, feel a breakthrough coming your way. It's a mighty move of God. It's going to change your day. Signs and wonders, miracles. There it is again, miracles to perform. God's going to bless you. Just hold on. Hold on, saints. The change is coming. I feel a change in my life. I feel the Spirit deep down inside. I serve a God that's very much alive. My God, I'm happy. I feel a change. Wow, I feel a change in my life. I feel good, good, good. I feel good down in my soul. There is something about the name of Jesus that makes me feel good. I've been up and I've been down. I've been level to the ground. But there is something about the name of Jesus that makes me feel good. I feel good, saints. I feel good down in my soul. Somebody saying, I feel good all over. And I feel good. Hold on this. Whoever the president continue to be, or becomes. God is our source. God is our refuge. Don't you know when those children was in the wilderness all those years, the scriptures say their clothes didn't even get weary. Their clothes didn't fade. You don't see them down at the river washing their clothes. Their clothes, God kept their clothes clean on them. Never heard tell of odor. God kept the odor down. Their clothes didn't rent. Dirty, messed up, faded. Purple was still purple. Green was still green. Yellow was still yellow. God kept their clothes on their backs. Shoes on the. He kept them in the wilderness. Jesus said, I and my Father are one. So we have the dynamic duo on our side. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Fear not of the things to come. Live so. If the virus hits you and you die, you know you went home to be with Jesus. And nothing can come nigh you after that. My mother had a condition. My grandmother had one. My grandfather had one. My dad had one. But the condition they had stayed here on earth. But their soul went back home, clean and pure, to be home with the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and the people of God, say amen. Amen. Dr. Scott, I am done.
Thank you so much for your inspiring message, Pastor Benjamin. I want you to know that I'm having a little trouble with my board here that it seems to have frozen. I wanted to bring up the music. But anytime, in the meantime, I want to thank you so much for your inspiring message, for reminding us that we need to hold on. Because we know that God is on the case, that every day is a miracle when we open our eyes and look out at the world. And we have a choice of being filled with worry, of being filled with fear, or just realizing that we're filled with love and that God truly loves us. I want you to know that. Now, Pastor Benjamin, if you were going to give your sermon today, a title, what would it be?
God will take care of you.
Okay, and if you wanted to hear
when these things happening, when these you see these things happening, know that Jesus, your Redeemer, lives. And
yes.
You know that God's got this. God's got you. Whatever comes up on this, the earth, listen, I ain't trying to preach all over again, but the Bible declares that the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, and
Amen.
The world, this is what it says, and the world in which they dwell therein, it all belongs to because he has made us.
Yes.
He watches his world. This is God's world. James Brown said it's a man's world. But the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So therefore, who more better to take care of it than him? Who's any better to take care of it than he is?
So if you wanted to end with a song, what would you choose?
It doesn't really matter.
Doesn't really matter.
I don't need to hear Benny. Everything you need, God got it. That's one of Benny's songs. Mm-hmm.
Here's one that you and I have talked about, I believe, if it comes up. So, let's see if it plays.
Look at somebody and say, I feel a breakthrough coming your way. Tell them it's a mighty move of God, and it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there. Goes like this. I feel a breakthrough coming your way. It's a mighty move of God. It's gonna change your day. Signs and wonders, miracles to perform. God is gonna bless you, but just holding on.
I feel a breakthrough coming your way.
It's a mighty move of God.
It's a mighty move of God. Gonna change your day.
The signs and wonders,
signs and wonders,
miracles
to perform.
God's gonna bless you.
God's gonna bless you.
Just holding on.
Just holding on.
Come on, baby. Move of God. Gonna change your day. With signs and wonders.
Miracles.
God's gonna bless you.
Yes, God is gonna bless you. A move of God is on the way. Friends, neighbors, brothers and sisters, you are listening to the Gospel Miracle Healing Hour. It's Thursday morning, Wednesday night, whenever it is you listen to this program. The move of God is on the way. So hold still and be ready to receive it. Have mercy. This is Dr. Gregory Scott welcoming you once again to Glory United Ministries program service.
Yes, thank you so much for listening. And we'll be on again next week. And we look forward to allowing you once again to hear the preaching, the prophecy, the upliftment, and the healing of Pastor Patricia Benjamin. God bless you all.
Look at somebody and say, I feel a breakthrough coming your way. Tell them it's a mighty move of God, and it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there. Goes like this. I feel a breakthrough coming your way. It's a mighty move of God. It's gonna change your day. Signs and wonders, miracles to perform. God is gonna bless you, but just holding on.
I feel a breakthrough coming your way.
It's a mighty move of God.
It's a mighty move of God. Gonna change your day.
The signs and wonders. Coming your way.
things of day.
With signs and wonders.
Signs and wonders.
Miracles.
Miracles to perform.
God's gonna bless you.
God's gonna bless you.
Yes, God is going to bless you. A move of God is on the way. Friends, neighbors, brothers and sisters, you are listening to the Gospel Miracle Healing Hour. It's Thursday morning, Wednesday night, whenever it is you listen to this program. The move of God is on the way. So hold still and be ready to receive it. Have mercy. This is Dr. Gregory Scott welcoming you once again to Glory United Ministries program. Service. Celebration. Have mercy.